it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Past four. I love it. I love a bit of take it or leave it. Anytime, anywhere, any day. Love it. Give me more. Michelle Timms to join us after 5 o'clock. A lot to look forward to between now and handing it over to the boys on Sports
Day. There's only one thing you like more than that, though, is a glow fire pit. Glowfirepits.com.au. Oh. Our great friends at Take It or Leave It.
That time of the year.
Oh,
it's that time of the year.
It is into May now.
No reason to not spend time outside, even though it's getting a bit cooler. Then the days are getting a bit shorter. But with a glow fire pit, extend the outdoor hours.
Is it true that you've been given a sampling opportunity?
I believe one is on the way, and I'll report back to our
listeners.
Does
it have to be returned?
Well, I don't know whether they want it back. Once it's had things burnt in it.
I don't think they'll be wanting it back,
will they?
No.
The good people at Glow Fire Pits?
Oh, well.
Do you want to have a go at it? You can come. Once I've had it for a week, you can come pick it up and take it over to yours if you want. Give it a go.
I don't know if I've got the space like you in the backyard, but...
You're Elsternwick Manor.
Yeah.
You've got a sprawling property.
No, I do not.
Your house is on four titles. You've got gardens and parklands around your place.
There's no room for a
fire pit. I believe there is.
Beach. Not safely. I'm sure there'd be some safety regulations.
You just don't know how to light a fire anyway. So what's the point of you having a fire pit?
Please. I love lighting fires. Love them.
Mm. Hey, Sports Day menu tonight, of course, thanks to 4 and 20 Brad Johnson, as always, on a Wednesday. Daniel Garb is doing some good work covering the Swans and the Giants to talk about the Sydney Derby, and also Ash Brown from the AFL Record as well to
Big
join the boys. Hey, before we get into Take a Leave, can I give a rocks to Don Pike?
Yes.
The West Coast CEO has got on the front foot and wants to make a stand this week. Every club will. Now, I'm not sure what that will form that will take, but a stand against violence against women.
Well, they've already started doing it, I think.
So Don Pike's put it on the agenda. Mitch Clear has just tweeted the clubs have agreed. They're all going to do something pre-match before every game this week. What it looks like, I'm not too sure. But well done for Don Pike for getting on the front foot and addressing this important issue.
Well done for the league if they've jumped on board and all the clubs have, after the initiative that Don Pike, if you're saying it's his initiative.
Mm, it was.
Mm. And then everyone else jumping on board. It's very topical and we need to do better.
So I've had it sent to me and that when you walk into Carlton at the moment, there's a banner that sits across the main entrance for you there that says we stand together with safe steps to remember and honour those who have been killed by domestic and family violence. Safe Steps is sponsoring the initiative of Carlton. So they are in a very important cohort and the message that can be sent out to young men and men full stop, actually. Men full stop from footy clubs is a really important catchment. And I suspect they've got a really powerful role to play in hoping to change some attitudes in all of this.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Okay, first take it or leave it item. Big clubs playing big games in any time slot will get big crowds.
Take it. And this is the take it. And why are we so stupid? I mean, there's a couple of big twilight games on Saturday afternoons with massive crowds and big games of real significance. So what's going to happen? People are going to turn up and the TV audience is going to be great. Fantastic. Mm. But it doesn't mean that twilight on Saturday afternoon is suddenly the it slot that everybody wants to go.
Well, the numbers, and to Carlton's credit, they've had a lot of them this year, but the numbers in that slot are suggesting that...
We just said that, though. I mean,
is it a better slot than 145?
Well, the way society...
I think it is, too.
Well, the way society is evolving and the way in which we work practices these days, it's not like it was when we were kids, where the Saturday everyone finishes at 12 and you go to the footy. It's a lot different. So it's only natural that there's going to be these time slots that traditionally haven't been great are becoming more popular, isn't it?
But wasn't there a couple of years ago where there were a couple of blockbusters on Sunday afternoons
at 3:20?
At 3:20, and everyone's going, this is the best slot of all time. We get the chance to have lunch, do kids' sport, blah, 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 do the garden and still get to the footy. That was skewed by some big fixtures consecutively in that slot, and everybody was falling in love with the 3:20
slot. So you're saying
slot.
The slot doesn't really matter?
It's
just the game.
I'm taking what Julio is given. Do you want to have it reminded to you or not?
I'm
not sure you're listening at the time.
I am. I was listening.
I can see what you're doing. You're responding to an email.
No, I was not.
Take it or leave it. Luke Davies Uniac, who's been spoken about the last week or so, he's a pre-agent, not out till next year. He isn't worth a 10-year deal from a rival club.
How old is he?
10 years.
24.
It's a long time.
Mm. 10 years at what sort of bread?
Oh, we're talking. Well, the talk has been anywhere from 13 to 15 mil.
Nah. 10 years is too long.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, that's been the talk.
10 years is too long.
Who's talking about that?
That was on the midweek tackle last night.
Oh, they've lost their minds. They're up too late. 10 years, 15 million for Luke. If I'm Luke Davies Uniacs manager,
sign it.
Give me the paper. Signing it now. And I'm not knocking Luke Davies Uniac.
25 next month.
That is.
Are we going to get to a point like it is in other leagues around the world where, through negotiations with the players' associations, we're going to have to put limits on the length of contracts to protect the clubs from themselves?
No. Bad luck. Manage it properly.
Like the Dodgers did with Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, no, but there is. The NBA in particular, that they you can't sign a contract for that long.
What's the longest you can sign for an NBA?
Well, you can if you can't. So I think it's
What's the intention of that? To protect the clubs or generate more movement?
No. It's more. I think it's more about because it just becomes that bidding war where clubs will then be pressured into longer term contracts that just helps. Put in place measures to protect the clubs from themselves.
But aren't clubs run by big boys and big girls that can make decisions?
Well, they are, but history shows that they make poor decisions.
Oh, well, bad luck. If you make a poor decision, where are the consequences?
Yeah,
but if you're an emerging club and you start taking risks, and then it leads to clubs putting themselves into situations where ultimately the league has to bail you out. You want to put in place systems that helps. Minimise that from happening.
I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but I don't disagree with anything that he's saying either. And the other thing you were saying the other day, which you really didn't drill into at the time. No, but you did. You said we're talking about priority picks. And your view, correct me if I'm wrong, your view was if you need them, give them to them. If a club needs priority picks, just give it to them. Why would you not want to give clubs priority pick? I wrote it down.
No, I didn't frame it like that.
We were talking about North, weren't we?
Yes.
If they need priority picks, just give them priority picks until I don't need them anymore.
No, but it's in the context of the. You say, why did they invent the priority pick? Why was the rule introduced?
Not have clubs down the bottom for too long.
Correct. So if you're now in a situation that they are the rules, whether you like them or not. Now, I agree. I'm not so sure about priority picks. But if they are, in fact, the rules, then we shouldn't be jumping up and down when you have the data on North Melbourne and what they're going through.
Year after year. I'm not having a go at North here. But
why did they only win one game this year?
How many priority picks did they get last year?
They had to trade a few off, didn't they?
Huh?
Oh, they went. Well,
they got one,
and the NGA,
and then they got the compensation for Ben McKay,
and the compensation for Ben McKay. Mm-hmm. Don't you have to let it bed down for a year or two?
It's an interesting question.
So just keep giving clubs who are if that's the case, if that is available, if let's say that mechanism's available, then the 10-year protection against themselves kind of clause that you're talking about. Don't worry about them. Clubs bugger up. The league's just going to give us a chop out financially.
No, but
our list is short because of decisions we've made, they'll just keep giving us priority picks until we're good again.
Clearly there's a balance in there somewhere, isn't there? But if you've got that, the rule is there, Andy.
I understand that. Yeah, I understand that.
And you're looking at the circumstances that a team like North Melbourne, and who knows, Hawthorn could be in that situation or others have been in that situation, that if that is in fact the rule, then there would be justification for giving them another priority pick. That's
the
point.
Did they have to trade it?
Well, they did.
They don't need another kid right now, North Melbourne.
That's not getting them. I mean,
Nathan Buckley made a good point yesterday. The problem with North is all their best players are kids.
Mm. That's right. And that more leans to Andy's point that, maybe you're making a judgment that, hang on, we need to see this play out over the next year or two before we give them another priority pick. Because they are so young.
I think that's a fair argument. So that's my point.
Yeah.
And if you want to do that, then Julio's point about trading it back in to get ready-made players. Mm.
That's what they need.
They've
got enough stockpile of kids.
They have. Mm. There's a lot in all of that. It's good grist for the mill. It's 27 minutes to 5. We're going to break you out of the way. We're here for Berwick BMW, committed to standing out from the crowd. Jump into your next Mini at Berwick's Mini Garage. Nice work, Nance. 25 minutes to five. Take it all over.
Continues. Glowfirepits.com.au is the place to go. Thanks for their support when it comes to take it or leave it. Continuing with the LDU theme, take it or leave it for other clubs. And if you're going to put a long-term deal in front of these players, LDU is more attractive than Hugh McCluggage.
No, I won't.
You're going to leave
that? How old's McCluggage?
I'd say be 26.
No.
He is 26.
Yes. I don't think he's more attractive. There's not an awful lot between them. The one thing about Davies Uniacke that we don't know is how good could he be in a high performance.
I think that's hard to know, isn't it?
Yeah. And again, I'm not potting North, but I mean, if the sliding doors were McCluggage went to North and Davies Uniacke went to Brisbane in the years that they've been playing, what difference would it have made to the general perception of the two players? It's impossible to know.
He finished 2022 as almost the best player in the comp.
He was
flying for about 3 months, and he just hasn't. He had a couple of little soft tissues, and he just hasn't got back to that. But no. How much is that to do with the team he's playing?
Well, possibly, and he might be carrying something. You never know. But there's not much between them. But I don't think there's – so I'm leaving it. But others might have a much stronger view of one player over the other than me. How about you two blokes?
I'd go LDU, but not by much.
Okay. Mm. Why?
I think he's got a few more tricks inside mid, can break away. It's not much in it. McCluggage is a good player.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one that I think is more attractive than both. Take it or leave it. He's contracted till the end of next year, but clubs should be throwing the kitchen sink at Finn Callaghan.
Oh, take that.
Sam Taylor.
If there was a sniff of him being available, circle the wagons, do whatever you can. Get him into your team.
Play.
Oh, yeah. No,
that's going to be interesting. I heard them talking about this. Who was talking about it? I can't remember. What happens now to his role that Cornelio's back in the side?
Oh, you know, I heard him talking. I was listening to the boys on Sports Day with Horny. And Jared's view was, they just make it work. Now that's so Jared knows the capability.
Yeah,
than
he
water,
does.
But you do get to a point where, okay, well, Callaghan's more capable outside than probably Cornelio. Cornelio,
you get inside.
Yeah, and that pushes Callaghan a bit more outside, and then you get less access to the footy and. So I don't know whether that is quite as straightforward as Jared sort of made it appear.
Good problem to have.
It is a great problem to have.
Take it or leave it in this round with some really good matches. Brisbane have the most at stake this weekend.
Out of all of the games this week?
All of the teams.
It's probably the last roll of the dice, isn't it? When you think of, now you're not talking about making the top four.
That's right.
It's about, can they actually make the finals?
Yeah, I'll take that.
There's
a lot of loading on that.
Take it or leave it. Jake Lever said on the couch that he and Stephen May are like an old married couple. Every defence needs an old married couple.
If it's going to be as good as Lever and May, I'll take it.
They don't necessarily have to be old.
But he's sure Nick Maxwell will like an old married
couple. That's true. They were like that. They're
always challenging. We'll bicker, but it's all for the greater good.
Who have been the others? Who have been the other great 1-2 punches that have been that animated with one another throughout the course of time?
And Copeland.
We weren't. We were generally on the same page because I was providing helpers for him on a regular.
Be honest, Lynn, everybody in your team did what you said, or they didn't play.
Wow,
that's pretty. They all knew. They all knew the situation at the Tigers in those days.
That is not true.
You would just say, Lynn's. He's not. He's not dishing it to me as much, and that bloke could be playing in the VBL, VBA, or whatever it was back in those days. The next week. So they either gave it to you or they were out.
Out of the Cobras, mate. AFL players used to be?
Send through some 0433981116. If you can remember players on the same team who routinely had that sort of open, animated relationship that May and Lever have had, that'd be good to know.
This is a bit unfair and we love him.
Don't even fog it
in. Richo and every bloke that didn't hit him lays out.
He didn't hold a grudge though.
Love him.
That's exactly right.
We love him. Take it or leave it. Carlton's flag credentials deserve to be questioned if they don't beat Collingwood this Friday night.
Carlton.
Oh, well, I'll take that because, yeah, I mean, it's a week. There's a test that every team sits on a weekly basis. And whether it's, you know, right or wrong or fair or unfair, every team gets a critique after the weekend's performances. So I think it's a bit rich to suggest that, oh, with Dugowie and Mitchell out, suddenly the thing sways Carlton's way even further.
Murphy, because next day.
Collins got a couple of injury players
out. Well, it helps.
Yeah, well, it does. But the other mob's carrying an injury list as well. They've been enduring from the start of the season. So I would suggest it squares it up a little bit rather than tips the scales.
In fairness to you, I think Carlton's injuries have been undersold.
I think
they have.
I don't want to. Of course, I agree with you, but that's okay.
You can say it. I don't know why we have to pussyfoot around injuries.
Because
they matter. They're important.
Carlton. They do matter.
Yes.
And it matters for every team.
Why is it wrong to say, kid, we are really missing this bloke and our backline's in trouble because A, B and C are out?
Yeah, because you're making excuses.
But it's a reason.
It's a reason. I agree with you.
Let's be honest about it.
Mm. Heath Shaw, Nick Maxwell coming off.
No, that was mentioned.
That's the one that first came to my mind.
Did I not hear that?
No.
You're just sending emails.
Well, the problem is that, apologies, because apparently on the app, we're onto it. We are fully aware that there's some issues on the app that we need to address. So apologies for those.
That's nice to know that. I'm wondering if the boys and girls upstairs.
No, that's right, because we've been inundated with, which is good news, in the fact that people want to get us on board.
It's all fixed, apparently.
Ah, there you go.
It's all fixed.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah, there you go.
Cameron Cloak and Satana are helping.
So, well, they had a very famous or infamous issue.
Lee Bowyer and Kieran Dyer.
I'll take your word for that.
I mean, they punched on. Played
for
Newcastle.
Of course they did. Yes. Yes, they did too.
That's probably not really. That's probably the next
level. Well, every goalkeeper.
And their central defender.
Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. The AFL is again stuffed up by not committing to Thursday night footy every week.
Leaving that.
What are we waiting for?
Well, I think there'd be a reason, wouldn't there?
It's attendances. They say it's based on attendances.
That's right. And the numbers matter.
But don't we? Isn't it a TV game?
It is a TV game.
Don't we just accept that Thursday night?
It's more of a TV game than any other slot.
Exactly.
No, but what it does, it detracts from the TV experience. When you're watching a high quality
game. Yeah, I understand
that.
That is true. But it's not like no one's turning up to Thursday night game.
No, but if it's about television, I think there is a recognition that unless we have the appropriate in-game experience, the TV viewing is not going to be as strong.
I agree with that.
Let's do a bit more of what we're doing this week. Yep. Showdown.
That's right. Put the games on that are guaranteed to get people through
Sydney
the door.
Derby.
But you don't want to sacrifice a guaranteed box office to put it on a night where it's going to be a little tougher for people to come.
I tell you what, if it looks okay and you get 1.1 million people turning up and watching it on the television, that makes a significant difference.
Oh, boy.
I appreciate there's still a few issues with the app. So there is the app is transmitting, but it's transmitting two ads at the same time.
So we are
aware of that here. Not much the three of us, or the four of us, can do about it, unfortunately.
Not really.
So
no.
We'll just keep talking.
Take it or leave it. Patrick Cripps is a big chance to claim his second Brownlow.
Well, I heard Horney last night saying that he's having statistically his best ever year. His best ever year.
That's right.
And you're winning.
Well, he's won a couple.
And you're winning.
Yeah, well, so we know how he polls. He polls pretty well in Brownlows. So, I think if he's having his best year, it's going to take a pretty special season. And there's a couple of blokes having pretty special seasons, by the way.
Mm.
The boy we're a bit keeny on.
Yes.
He has not missed a beat yet.
No.
And they've got a couple coming back this week too, by
Parker
the way.
Parker and Rampy. Keneally and Taylor for the Giants. Some good players coming back for the Sydney Derby.
It's going to be a fair game. 1:45 Saturday afternoon. That's early Saturday game, isn't it?
That would be a great grand final. Sydney GWS.
Yeah.
I know people will bemoan it. No Victorian team. You know, the Giants haven't got a big following. But that would be a sensational grand final.
Take it all. No, I agree with you. Go on.
No, keep going.
Can I have a take it or leave it?
Yeah, of course you can.
Take it or leave it. We're just going to have to live with overlapping games, particularly on Saturday nights and maybe on Saturdays, full stop. I know we don't want it and everyone says there's no reason for this. There's options available to the AFL, but we are every single week going to have a game, at least one that overlaps with another.
Yeah, I take it because we've got Thursday right now and we've got that problem.
So the only way to fix it is what?
Another night.
Monday night.
Nah.
Can't have Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night.
Too much footy.
Too much footy?
Yeah.
Keith?
Yeah, does stretch it out a bit. But
people don't want to go to footy on Monday night.
It gets back to your early point. If it's television driven, and if it seemed to be a bit of overkill and people whoever's controlling the remote is not prepared to cop a Monday night, then there's no chance. But is it such a bad thing to have one overlap game?
I think there's two crackers on it.
I reckon it's better.
That's scheduling. That's just the scheduling.
And sometimes the way the games unfold as well.
Well, that's true. Mm.
Could you not start the 7:35 game? Could you not start that a bit earlier in case the Twilight game's a blowout? At least you can, like the 7:35 into the 8:10 or whatever, 8 o'clock game. Whatever
it's an 8:10 when it's in Perth.
Yeah. So those games are kind of in their formative stages up against one another. Is there a way of maybe bringing that?
Yeah, maybe.
So you can see the last half of one, and then
you can make up your mind. Oh, that game's over. I don't have to watch that. I don't have to watch the second half of the game that starts at 3:45.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But this is why I have Thursday every week, because now if you've got Thursday every week, you only got one overlap. If you don't have Thursday, you got two overlaps on Saturday.
Oh, it doesn't worry me. I mean, I was against Thursday nights routinely, but. So it's only going to happen in the last 8 weeks of the year, seven rounds of the season. The AFL's come and said, that's it. Yep. We're not scheduling.
Yep.
I've given up. I'm a bit like Bucks in the head high stuff.
Given up.
Just play it Thursday nights.
Yep.
Try and deal with the issues with the attendance stuff. Mm. Try and deal with that if you can.
Mm. Take it or leave it. No tribunal case should go longer than Dances with Wolves.
Take it. Why did that go 3.5 hours?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I think
well, Adrian Anderson, he's got to do what he can for his player. I think he had about 10 points they were arguing last night for Jack Higgins. But the deliberation went for... Well, I think the problem is that because it's so legal now, the deliberations are going longer because they have to get the reasoning spot on legally. Otherwise, it's appeal.
Paddy Cripps. We know what happens if they get it wrong.
That's right. But 3.5 hours, come on.
No, that's too long.
You reckon you'd be able to get to the point, but if you're there trying to come up with all the scientific data, you got to go through the process.
Did that in the course of the argument for Higgins? Mm. Were they ever? I mean, they failed in the end, but was there a sense on the way through that they were getting somewhere?
I think getting somewhere, but I've heard of a couple of David Zeta's crosses throughout the night. His feeling was he was in trouble. They were making some decent points
from a pretty early stage. Correct. No worries.
Hey, just on the time thing, and this is something, I don't know if we already do it, but I know they do it with the basketball, is why don't you do a 9:30 match for the Eastern Plate? You put the Perth game on, and then it comes in later on the Eastern stage. That's to open up another slot.
Won't that affect the potential TV numbers on the East Coast?
Mm.
Yeah, that's true. But we tried that, didn't we, when we had a couple of
doubleheader Friday nights. Yeah, the game was out of Perth.
And it's too late. It's finishing.
It is late, isn't it?
Yeah, probably
that's the explanation there for you, Stevie boy.
But it's, hey, Steve, keep the ideas rolling in, mate. No such thing as a bad idea on the run home.